we know that you were born magical. We know that you are intuitive, and we know that you are brimming with everyday enchantment. Here at the Sisters Enchanted, we believe in intention, we believe in intuition, and we believe in everyday magic. Welcome in to the Expedition to Soul podcast. Welcome to this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And this episode is all about three evening rituals for manifestation. Three evening rituals for manifestation. Now, why are we talking about this? Because everybody talks about manifesting, and I have mixed feelings about manifestation. One, because I feel like that there is no golden key to manifesting what you want, despite what a lot of people will tell you. And that said, though, there are a lot of inner sorts of things that you can do to create what you want in your life, to bring in what it is that you desire. And I think that even more so than trying to manifest what you want, being clear on what you don't want and why you do want the thing that you want is really important. So holding the vision for what it is that you want. And when we say the word manifesting, I think people often think of houses and money and vacations and like the perfect relationship or something. But manifestation really starts from within, because if you don't have the energetic space and capacity to hold the thing you want to create, if you don't have the confidence in yourself, if you don't feel like at peace and like you deserve it, then that's where you really start just bumping up against a wall and find it challenging to create the thing that you want to create in your life. So why are we talking about evening rituals in relation to manifesting? Well, many of us lose our evenings because we come home from work or the day or whatever it is. Maybe you're home all day with kids or caring for somebody, and you know, evening comes around and you just want to kerplunk down on the sofa and not think about anything else, right? You don't want to deal with anything. Well, even just having a 5-minute evening ritual can really help to set you up for success in your manifesting efforts, because it puts you to bed with this energy of creation, right? You go to bed at night considering the thing that you want, and you're setting yourself up for better success in the morning. So the thing about ritual is it's a lot like rhythm, and it's very intentional. So it's taking action for a reason. What you're trying to create is an intention also, right? What you're trying to manifest. And we're doing it rhythmically, like over and over again in a specific way at a specific time with similar tools and thinking and thoughts and environment. So here are three tips I have for you, or three ideas around using evening ritual for manifestation. The first is one you hear all the time with manifesting. This is not breaking news. Gratitude. You hear this all the time. We teach it in our programs, but that's because it's so important. where you show gratitude, things will grow for you, right? Where you show gratitude, things will grow for you. So what are you grateful for? What learning experiences did you have that day that you're grateful for? What, just looking around your space and imagining, what if none of this was here tomorrow? You'd probably be grateful for it. So what is it that you're grateful for in that moment? Practice gratitude. You can write it down. You can say it out loud. You can think it to yourself. Totally up to you. But make it part of your evening ritual to practice gratitude. The second thing that I am humbly presenting to you, recommend, is to actually consider your intention for the next day. And I ask you to do that before you go to bed. And this could change in the morning, or, you know, because things happen. But I'm asking you to consider setting your intention for the next day, because it's going to help you set yourself up for success for the next day already. So if you know that your intention for the next day is to feel healthy in your body, you might remember then to prepare your lunch in advance, to set yourself up with your exercise clothes in the morning, or whatever it looks like for you. But setting that intention before you go to bed will give you the opportunity to set yourself up for success with that intention and get you closer to manifesting the thing that you want. My third tip, so the first is gratitude. The second was to actually set your intention for the next day before you even go to bed. And my third is to clear space. So what does this look like? You could go on your calendar and decline something, say, no, I'm not doing that. Reschedule something, clear your dinner table or your coffee table, or clear the bathroom counter, or clear something, clear some space, either emotionally, physically, in your calendar, whatever it is, clear a space. It could take you all of 3 minutes, but pick something to clear. And this is making room for your intention to manifest. So my three tips for an evening ritual for you for greater manifestation. The first one is to practice gratitude. You know, that's not breaking news. The second is to set your intention for the next day before you go to bed at night to help cue you in. What do I need to do? What do I need to set myself up for? And also be thinking about it as you go to sleep at night, because your brain does miraculous things while you're sleeping. And then the third is to clear space, clear some kind of space. Now, all of this can take just a few minutes. You can take a whole hour every night to do this. It's completely up to you, but make this part of your evening ritual for greater manifestation in your life. One of the things that I see, the biggest mistakes, is people not being very clear on what it is that they want to feel, what they desire, not having the space for it, and not having the confidence to actually receive it or feeling like they're worthy. So if any of that sounds like you, I invite you to join us. Check out our Conjuring Abundance program. It's normally available as part of our Holistic Witchery program, but this week we're offering it on its own at a super discount. So we'll link it up right around wherever you're watching, listening to this. And you can take advantage of that, because we will help you solve all of those problems. And like I said, it's on a super discount this week only. All right, then. Why don't you craft up your evening ritual for manifestation? Share it with us on social media. We'd love to hear about it. You can find out more about everything we're doing at thesistersenchanted.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you are participating in it, so you never miss any episodes, like Friday's episode coming up, where Anna and Sarah Milne of the Sisters Enchanted will be doing the weekly astro forecast with a little intuitive insight for you. All right, y'all, enjoy your manifesting. Create those evening rituals. Check out Conjuring Abundance, like and subscribe, and we will see you in the next episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast.